Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
Do you wish you knew the saints better? Overwhelmed with all the events in Catholic history and just wish you could tie it all together? It's tough work, and even scientists have determined that it takes approximately 400 repetitions to create a new synapse in the brain. Unless it is done with play, in which case it takes between 10 and 20 repetitions. Introducing Saint Cards, where the facts about saints and history are presented in fun and engaging games for ages 4 to 104. Check out Saint Cards at saintcards.com and begin the fun for your family, school, and parish today.
Introducing the redesigned CatholicSingles.com, featuring new ways that put the spotlight on the person and their faith, not just a profile picture. For the past 20 years, faithful Catholics have used CatholicSingles.com, and the reimagined CatholicSingles.com website is ready to help single Catholics take the next step in sharing meaningful relationships with other faithful Catholics. Remember, CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love.
What are you doing this Lent? The St. Paul Center is streaming their newest video Bible study for free starting Ash Wednesday. Based on Scott Hahn's renowned covenantal theology, this is a study no one should miss. Invite your friends, Catholic or not. Don't miss your chance to see this premium study for free. Go to stpaulcenter.com to sign up today.
Hello there. Welcome to the show. Thanks so much for stopping by. I'm Gary Zimak. We're going to be hanging out here for the next 30 minutes. Such a blessing to be with you. I'm so grateful to my friends at Breadbox Media for allowing this program to be distributed, for allowing it to be possible. And I am so grateful to you for being willing to hang out with me for 30 minutes as we sit around the table and talk about the joy, the peace that the Lord wants to give us. Well, you know, we are in the midst of Lent right now, and I think sometimes it's a challenging message for us. We hear a lot about carrying our cross, picking up our cross, following the Lord's sacrifice, suffering. That's all part of Lent. And last week on the podcast, what did I talk about? I talked about the words of Jesus when he said in Matthew 11:28, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you suffering and torture and pain." No, he said, "I will give you rest." And I think a lot of times what happens as we look at that message, "I will give you rest if you come to me." And then we look at the Lenten message of pick up your cross, follow me. And we think, well, what am I doing this? 50 and 50? 50% of the time I pick up my cross, 50% of the time I get rest. But in actuality, it's one and the same. And that's what today's show is all about. And we're going to talk about how following Jesus, no matter where he leads, and let's face it, sometimes he will lead us down a path of suffering. No matter where he leads us, if we follow him, that, my friend, is where the peace comes in. That's where you will find peace and comfort. So really, the message from Jesus isn't inconsistent. It's completely consistent. So we're going to talk about that on today's program. Before we pray, I just want to remind you that if you want to find out more about my work, you can visit my website, followingthetruth.com. And I would also, since this is a new podcast, like to invite you to share your comments with me. You can contact me through the website, followingthetruth.com, or you can email me directly at gary@followingthetruth.com. I want to hear from you. I want to hear what you think about this show, where we should be going in the future, what I can do to help you find the peace that I promise you that Jesus Christ wants you to have. That's why I'm doing the show. I want you to follow Jesus, and I want to do whatever I can to make that easy for you. And at the same time, I want to make sure that you are able to experience that peace that he wants you to have. So please let me know, gary@followingthetruth.com, what you think about the show. Also, the show is now available in addition to Breadbox Media. You can download the Breadbox Media app and listen to it that way. And I recommend you do that because they have so many great Catholic podcasts in available through the Breadbox Media app. But you can also get the podcast directly from the iTunes store. You can get it from Podbean. You can get it from Stitcher. It's available in so many different places. So you're able to access this podcast from many, many different sources on the internet. And if you could do me a favor, give it a rating. If you like the show, give it a rating. It takes 2 seconds to pick how many stars you'd like to rate the show, because what happens when you do that is more people get to find out about the show. So anyway, thank you for joining me. I'm grateful. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Come, Holy Spirit. Give me the words. Help me to pray, Holy Spirit. Help me as I'm about to address my Father in heaven. Father, thank you. You have given us another day. Right now, at this moment in time, we are alive. You have given us air to breathe. You've given us the ability to hear your words. We'll read scripture today. We understand, Father, that every word in the Bible is inspired by your Holy Spirit. So that's you speaking to us through the authors of the Bible. Thank you for that great privilege. Father, thank you for the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ. Thank you for the blessings, often disguised as burdens or suffering, that you send us each day. Thank you for your unconditional love, Father in heaven. Help us to remember that, especially when the times are tough in our lives, when we tend to question, why is this happening? Help us at that moment, through the activity of your Holy Spirit inside of us, help us to remember that you love us. And if you love us with an unconditional love, which you do, you would never allow any cross or suffering to come our way that couldn't somehow benefit us. That's hard, Father. We struggle with that. I ask you, Heavenly Father, to give me the words today for the remainder of this show. Inspire my words so that your message can go forth on this program, not my message. Open our minds, open our hearts, so that we can be receptive, not just to hear what you have to say, but to put your words into action in our lives. Father, I ask this in the most holy and sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. All right, you feel better now? Me too. It's so great that we're able to pray at the start of this show. It is an unbelievable privilege that you and I can hang out during this program, to sit across the table. You know, feel free to bring your coffee, bring a snack, whatever you want. We're just two friends hanging out, talking about Jesus and how he wants to be a part of your everyday life. We forget that sometimes, don't we? We forget that Jesus wants to be a part of your everyday life. So with that in mind, let's get started. If you're new to the program, welcome. I am Gary Zimek, and I'm so blessed to be a part of the Breadbox Media family, and so blessed that you and I get to talk about Jesus. As I mentioned at the start of the program, we're in the midst of Lent right now. Lent could be a tough time, but Lent is actually a very great blessing because it gives us the opportunity to recognize that we're attached to many things that take the place of God. You know, that's a tough message, but we become attached to so many things. Lent is the time to look at that, to recognize it, and with the help of God's grace, to do what? To break those attachments and to carry our cross, if you will, unite our suffering, even if it's minor, with the suffering of Christ. And what happens when we do that? We grow closer to him. You see that? We grow closer to him. And also, we get to help him, and this is an unbelievable privilege, with his mission of redeeming the world. Me? You? You better believe it. He allows us to do that. And if you have any doubts, check out Colossians 1:24, and you're going to see an example in the Bible of how or why our suffering can be united to the suffering of Jesus. It's right in the Bible there, Colossians 1:24. Read the words of St. Paul. And he can use our suffering. It's not wasted. He can use it. Now, here's the really good news. At the same time, and you know, I speak and write a lot about eliminating worry, overcoming anxiety, seeking peace. At the same time, when we carry our cross, when we follow Christ, what's going to happen? We will get that peace that he promises. Let's talk about that on the program today. I know it sounds crazy, doesn't it? But it is absolutely true. Last week, we talked about one of my favorite Bible verses, Matthew 11:28, the words of Jesus. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. That's a great promise, isn't it? That's one that I tend to be very comforted by. Any of us who struggle with burdens, with worry, with we tend to be anxious, we are concerned about the problems in our lives, that is a welcome message. And Jesus goes on to say in Matthew 11:29, take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest. Check this out, not for your body, but for your souls. Peace of mind. You know what that's all about? How many times do we stay awake at night because we don't have peace of mind? But that's what the Lord is promising us. And he ends with, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Not heavy, but light. Now here's a guy that suffered throughout his life, not just during his passion. He suffered throughout his life. And look what he did on the cross for our sake. He suffered an agonizing and horrific death on the cross for us. And he's saying, hang out with me, be yoked to me. And we talked about what a yoke is. A yoke is, for the benefit of, if you're listening and you don't know what a yoke is, the yoke Jesus is talking about, not an egg yoke, he's talking about a wooden harness that goes around the neck of livestock. So for instance, as an ox is plowing the field, there's a wagon behind him. But if you yoke two oxen together, they're going to be able to share the burden. And that's what happens. So they can be stronger because the weakness of one is compensated by the strength of the other. So what Jesus is saying, be yoked to me. If you want to picture it this way, picture it this way. Let him put his arm around your shoulder. And you're going to walk through life together. You're going to face the financial difficulties, the health problems, the difficult job that you go to every day, the burden that you have in school. You're afraid that you're going to get beat up if you're younger. You go to school and you're maybe not going to do so well because the classes are difficult. So many burdens, the relationship problems, your loneliness, whatever it is, Jesus is saying, let me put my arm around your shoulder, and on those days when you're struggling, I'm going to bear the extra load. I've got the strength to carry you through that. That's a great offer. However you want to look at that, that's what he's saying. And he's promising to give us rest. Now again, how do we reconcile that with the message of Lent? Because the message of Lent is, you've got a cross to carry. You've got to repent. And if we're not careful, it could become overly negative. It's not, but it can seem overly negative. So in the readings or the gospel for the second Sunday of Lent, we heard about the transfiguration of Jesus, where Jesus took Peter, James, John, the inner circle of the apostles, up to the top of the mountain, and they saw him transfigured. We'll talk a little bit about that today. We'll be in Luke chapter 9. If you want to grab your Bible, you want to follow along, Luke chapter 9. But we will read a little before and also a little after, because there are some incredibly important things that you need to understand in order to really be able to appreciate what Jesus is, what he's offering, what he's doing, and what Lent is all about, and how that can help you to experience peace. That's why I do what I do. That's why I speak and I write and I travel around the country talking about Jesus. I want to give you his peace. He wants you to have his peace, but it's easy to get lost in some of the details sometimes. So right now, let's take a look at Luke chapter 9. Again, this is prior to the Transfiguration. This is prior to him taking Peter, James, and John up to the mountain. Now, I'm going to warn you in advance. This is a hard message. It was hard for the disciples. You and I, we know what a crucifix looks like. We know that Jesus had to suffer, die, and rise from the dead. It was all part of the plan so that the gates of heaven could be opened and that we could be redeemed. We understand that. We're looking back with 2,000 years of hindsight. The disciples at the time, this was a radical, almost a nonsensical concept to them. So understand that they struggled with this a lot more than we do. We get it, but we still struggle. So in Luke chapter 9, verse 21, Jesus said, actually verse 22, Jesus said, "The Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the teachers of the law, and he must be killed and on the third day be raised to life." This is Jesus speaking to his disciples. He told them exactly what had to happen and that he would be raised from the dead on the third day. He would rise from the dead on the third day. They still, at the time of the Lord's death and resurrection, they didn't get it. They still didn't let these words sink in. They didn't understand them. It was too hard for them. But this is a tough message. But nobody can say he didn't say exactly what he was going to do. Then he goes on. And again, this is a good Lenten message. But remember, he promises us rest. He's not a liar. It's not half of the time we get rest, half of the time we struggle. He promises us rest all of the time. That doesn't mean we don't have crosses in life. Verse 23 of Luke 9 states, "Then he said to them all, 'Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves,'" okay, "'and take up their cross daily.'" Remember that word daily. And Luke is the only evangelist who uses that word. You will have a daily cross. If you are a follower of Jesus, you must deny yourself. See, that's what we do during Lent. Take up your cross daily and follow me. How many of us would very quickly proclaim, "Of course I'm a follower of Christ. Disciple, sure I'm his disciple." But the minute we get stuck in traffic, now come on, you know who I'm talking to. All right, I'm talking to you. You get this. The minute it's raining outside and we don't like the rain, the minute we don't feel well, the minute we may have a major crisis in our life, the minute something goes wrong and we don't like it, then we complain. But the Lord is very honest. You can't call yourself a disciple. And believe me, I'm speaking to me too. I absolutely am guilty of this. None of us can call ourselves disciples if we aren't willing to follow Jesus. How do we do that? By picking up our cross. That's what he did, and that's what he expects us to do. And follow him. If we're going to be followers of Christ, tell me if this doesn't make sense. If we are going to be followers of Christ, we should follow him. It sounds simple, doesn't it? Look at his life. Look at the road he walked. A lot of suffering there. That is necessary for us in order to be followers of Christ. Does that mean that we can't obtain rest? No. He wants to give us peace. In fact, when he rose from the dead, the first thing he said to his apostles when they were hiding out in the upper room, you remember this? He said, "Peace be with you." He said it twice. There's no contradiction there. The peace of Christ comes from following him. Where? Wherever he leads us. Where does he lead us? Well, that depends. Each one of us, when we wake up in the morning, if we tell the Lord, "Lord, I will follow you today, please lead me," he'll lead us down a different path. He might lead you into the workplace. He might lead you into school. He might lead you wherever you are, around your home, doing errands, whatever it may be. He may allow suffering to enter your life, but he's going to lead you down a path each day. And you could be sure, if you are going through something unpleasant and it's not something you chose or caused by yourself, because that happens, a sudden illness, a problem at work, a problem with a relationship, a friend turned on you, whatever it may be, that somehow that is a manifestation of God's will in your life. He doesn't cause evil. He does not will evil. He does not will sickness. But he allows some of these things to happen to help us to grow closer to him. Let's be honest, we pray a lot more earnestly when we got a problem in our life, don't we? If we're being honest, absolutely. We can say, well, if I don't have any problems, I'll pray. Yeah, we could throw up a couple of prayers of praise, but let me tell you, speaking from experience, nothing makes me hit my knees more than when I have a crisis in my life, especially a hopeless crisis. Can I get an amen? I heard that. Very good. But he does. So he allows these things to happen. So how do you know you're a disciple? Because you are picking up your cross, carrying it, you're denying yourself daily, and following the Lord. And Jesus goes on to say, whoever wants to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses their life for me will save it. In other words, are you living for comfort, or are you willing to follow Christ, which means being uncomfortable sometimes? That's hard for me. I like comfort. I like to know what to expect each day when unexpected, unplanned things happen. It kind of shakes me up a little bit. It's hard for me. But don't think that you can't experience peace in the midst of it. How do you do that? By turning to the Lord, by staying close to him, by asking for the grace to deal with whatever he sends you. You see what I mean? And by reading scripture. It's so important to spend a little time in the Bible each day. Jesus goes on to say in Luke 9, verse 25, what good is it for someone to gain the whole world and yet lose or forfeit their very self? I spent a lot of time, especially when I was younger, in my 20s, I got married a little later in life, spent a lot of time pleasing myself, spending money on myself, buying this, buying that, going out, having fun. It was all about Gary. That's the way I rolled. It was an empty life. It wasn't until I got married, I had kids, I realized that, hey, guess what? This life isn't all about me. You know, it sounds good. I just want to relax. I just want to sit on a beach. I want to enjoy myself. I want to spend money on myself. I want fun in life. But that really isn't the purpose of life. And honestly, it's not a lasting joy or happiness. Because what happens is you need to buy more and more things. You need to indulge more and more in whatever it is that you're indulging in. And the minute you get something go wrong, you hit a speed bump in the middle of the road, a health crisis, a flat tire, you get fired from your job, any number of things, then your joy, your peace, your happiness is disrupted. The peace that the Lord wants to give you is a supernatural peace. It's greater than any peace that we could find in this life. And that's what Jesus is saying. What good is it for someone to gain the whole world and yet lose or forfeit their very self? Whoever is ashamed of me and my words, the Son of Man will be ashamed of them when he comes in his glory, in the glory of the Father and of the holy angels. In other words, he's telling his followers, set your sights on the big picture. The big picture is we were created for eternal life. That's where the complete and total unending happiness kicks in. We can have it in this life as well, but there is suffering in this life. God willing, if you and I make it to heaven, and I really hope we do, and that's why I do what I do. I want to help you to get to heaven. Then there will be no more crosses. There will be no more suffering. But in this life, it's part of it. I go through a lot of things that I really wish I didn't have to go through. But does that mean I'm not peaceful? No. Because I have peace of mind. Sometimes that peace of mind gets disrupted, I'll be honest. But I have peace of mind, not always a feeling of peace. There's a big difference there. I have peace of mind knowing that I'm doing the Lord's will, that he's got his arm around my shoulder, and that I am following him. That's where the peace lies. So now we go to the reading or the passage that was part of the gospel for the second Sunday of Lent, the Transfiguration. So he gives them the bad news. And then 8 days later, Jesus took Peter, James, and John with him and went up on a mountain to pray. As he was praying, the appearance of his face changed, and his clothes became as bright as a flash of lightning. If you want a little side message here, we are transformed when we pray, or transfigured when we pray. It's so important to pray Make sure you find some time to pray every day. Hopefully when you wake up, just spend a few minutes. Thank the Lord for giving you another day. Ask for the grace to be holy, to live, as Matthew Kelly likes to call them, holy moments, one moment at a time. Don't worry about being holy for the whole day, just one moment at a time. But Jesus was praying. He was transfigured, and as he was praying, the appearance of his face changed, and his clothes became as bright as a flash of lightning. Two men, Moses and Elijah, appeared in glorious splendor, talking with Jesus. Now check this part out. This is verse 31. They spoke about his departure, which he was about to bring to fulfillment at Jerusalem. In other words, his suffering that was taking place at Jerusalem. Peter, James, and John, they're up on the mountain with Jesus. Jesus is speaking with Moses and Elijah about the necessity of his suffering and death in Jerusalem. But he already told the disciples this once before. But what happened? Peter and his companions were very sleepy. But when they became fully awake, you see that? They missed the conversation about the suffering of Jesus between Jesus, Moses, and Elijah because they were asleep. Now, in the New Testament, sleep is often used as a sign of spiritual laziness. That's what happens. They missed it. But when they woke up, they saw his glory and the two men standing with him. So in other words, they get this vision of heaven. They missed the part about the necessity of going through, of picking up their crosses, and about Jesus suffering. They missed that part. They just saw the glory. How did they respond? As the men were leaving Jesus, Peter said to him, "Master, it is good for us to be here. Let us put up three shelters, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." In other words, this is really good, Lord. We don't want to go back down to that down from the mountain into the yucky world. Let's stay here. But what happened? When Jesus was still speaking, a cloud appeared and covered them. And as they were afraid as they entered the cloud, a voice came from the cloud. And that cloud represents the Holy Spirit. So here we have Jesus and the Holy Spirit. And what's the voice from the cloud? "This is my Son," the Father is speaking. "This is my Son whom I have chosen. Listen to him." When the voice had spoken, they found that Jesus was alone. So now what happens? They come down from the mountain with that admonition from the Father. "This is my Son. Listen to what he has to say." And they are going back down the mountain. Now, on the way down, once again, Jesus told his disciples in verse 44, "Listen carefully to what I am about to tell you." Remember, he told them before they went up on the mountain, they were asleep and missed the message on top of the mountain. And now going down, he said, "The Son of Man is going to be delivered into the hands of men." Verse 45, they did not understand what this meant. You see this? They didn't understand. Now I'm going to fast forward as we bring this program to a close to Luke chapter 9, verse 51. As the time approached for him to be taken up to heaven, Jesus resolutely set out for Jerusalem. Other translations say Jesus set his face toward Jerusalem. The New Testament was written in Greek. If we look at the Greek word used there, what this is saying to us is that Jesus made a constant or conscious decision. He made a turn. At this point in his life, his ministry took that shift. He turned and faced what waited for him in Jerusalem, the cross. That, my friend, is what we are asked to do. Are we willing to follow Jesus to along a path that will involve suffering? It's hard. That's what Lent is all about. We're asked to make that choice. I know what I'm going to do. I choose to go with the Lord. Even if it means some unpleasantness in life, I would rather struggle. Because you're going to have problems whether you follow him or not. I would rather struggle and suffer with Jesus by my side than lie on a beach with a tropical drink and beautiful weather and not have Jesus Christ in my life. Because that is where we get our peace. That is where we get our strength. We are not asked to go through this life alone. No matter what we go through, Jesus Christ is with us. And he wants to help us. Are you willing to follow him? I promise you, that's where you'll find peace in your life. Thank you. Believe it or not, we're just about out of time. I'm so excited. I love doing this podcast. Please, again, Let me know what you think of the program, gary@followingthetruth.com. Please visit my website, followingthetruth.com. I want to bring this message to your parish, to your conference. I travel around the country, and I love to do this. I am currently booking right now for Lent 2020. I can do Give Up Worry for Lent there. It's been a hugely popular series of talks and parish missions. Let me do it at your parish. Followingthetruth.com is the place to go to make that happen. Finally, I need to expand this podcast. I need to expand my outreach. I can't do it without your help. I'm asking you, if you would kindly do this, to visit followingthetruth.com, click on the Donate tab, and make a donation to my work. Because I am not a nonprofit corporation, your donation is not tax deductible, but I assure you it is something that I will use to bring the good news to more and more people. I wouldn't ask if I didn't need it, and I ask you because you are my close friend. You listen to the podcast, and I know you have belief that what I do is valuable, and I can't thank you enough for that. You were in my daily prayers. Let's continue to walk this walk one day at a time with Jesus Christ as we go through Lent. Pick up our cross. Remember, he's got his arm around you. He is yoked to you, however you want that to be. He's going to do the heavy lifting. He doesn't expect us to do the difficult work. Continue to walk with him one day at a time, and you're going to find life suddenly looks more hopeful. You have more peace, and you're able to deal with whatever comes your way. Thank you again for listening. Thank you to Breadbox Media for allowing me to be a part of your podcasting family. And please spread the word. Let other people know about the Gary Zimak Show on Breadbox Media. Have a wonderful day. God bless you. Talk to you again next week.
Breadbox Media programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com.
CMF Curo is the country's first Catholic healthcare ministry to provide an affordable health sharing solution rooted in Catholic teaching and community. Learn more at mycatholichealthcare.com/podcast. That's mycatholichealthcare.com/podcast.